Santa Marina. Faithful vestige. We established order, proclaiming a new Galician king under the triumphal arch. We conquered that place every Sunday. The stones gathered were those from the battle. We all want to be Normans, despite being the losers. We were banished from the place of the game when they rebuilt that place. We claimed vengeance for the offense. Every night, among the trees, we watched for the arrival of the invaders. In 1232, the Benedictine monks opened the monastery doors. A watercourse ran between the Cross Heights and the Gorita Heights. In the middle, the Santa Marina de Tosto Monastery could be found, surrounded by Atlantic forest. That monastic peace was perturbed with the arrival of the black monks and the herds of pilgrims to Santa Marina, as in other times, wealth returned in the form of donations, offerings, and tithes. In our poverty, light skin, blue eyes, and blonde hair changed the color of the monks' habits. This time, the enemy came from the sea. The people hide in the mountains, and the monks return to San Pablo in Santiago. From the lookout, we could see those looters. We recognized their facial features. Not that many years ago, in this area between Santa Marina and Aroo, the Vikings created a Nordeman Assembly, a position for commerce with Galicia. The losers in these children's games, the ones we all wanted to be, were our origins. Around the remains of the monastery, a village was formed, while in the port inlet we built sets to store the fishing gear and boats. We, like our ancestors, made of the sea our way of life. Our faces suffered a last metamorphosis, blackened by the sun and splashed by the white salt, while we worked on the coast. With the sea in the corner of our eyes, we felt the dangers it could bring, a wave of foreign invasions that could death our lives.